The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Daf Kuf Yud Dalid. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Marat Zekenati. יפה בצרה, ונשמת אברהם בן אסתר, רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. כתב אז בנסתר לפועה שלמה, משה בן דינה אין לה לפנלו, שפת הנפש ופת הגוף ועתו כרבה לבוא וחגי נוסו ונאמר, אמן. We begin today's daf on Kuf Yud Dalid, and we're going to start at the Mishnah. נטלו מוכסין את חמורו, ונתנו לו חמור אחר. The tax collectors, we learned on yesterday's daf, that are basically gazlanim, they're thieves. They take money that doesn't belong to them. So they took somebody's hamor and donkey as a payment, but they replaced it with another hamor. As she says, not yet. Netalo listim et kesuto. Well, let's say thieves came and took his kesut, took his clothing. V'natnu lo kesut acheret, and instead gave him something else. And they gave him something else that was inferior to his. But they still replaced it with something else. Hare elu shelo. The guy can keep it. Why? Because the original owners, they make yi'ush, whether it's from the tax collector, or whether it's from the listim. So, in a combination of Yi'ush and Shinui Reshut, so therefore they're able to keep the switch that the Mochez gave them, or the clothes that the Ganav or the Gazlan returned to them. Okay, we have Rashi Arelu Shelor, the Mistamara, she says. Nit Ya'ashua Ba'ali Miyad. So the guy was koneh with between the guy's yeush, the owner's yeush, and the shinui reshut, a change of possession. So he's koneh. Hamatzil min nahar, a guy saved some assets, property, from a raging river. Things are flowing down the river. Again, you could say the guy made it hefker, the guy made a yeush. Or min a gayas. Or let's say from like an army or a troop. So he was able to retrieve assets from a troop. Or min al-listim, or from thieves themselves, he was able to retrieve the goods. Im nityashua ba'alim hale'elu shelo. So again, Rashi, im nityashua ba'alim dishama'inan de'iyaush. They actually heard, you heard the guy make yush. The Amar, Vayl Hassarun Kis. That's what Yush is. The guy says, woe to the loss. Woe to the loss of pocket. So you heard him say that. Aval Stama lo. Vekasha listim de sefa listim de nesha. You just said in the beginning that when listim give you something else, so what they took from you, you could take it. Because you could assume the owners made Yush. Here in the second part of the Mishnah, we're saying that if you take something from the steam, you recover it from the robbers, only if you heard them make yush, the original owners. Why over here do you have to hear the yush, whereas in the resha, it's just assumed automatic? That'll be the Gemara's question. Gemara's going to explain what's talking about the steam Yehudim, when it's talking about the steam Goyim. It depends who robs from the person, does the guy make yush or not? We'll wait for the Gemara. V'chen, Nihil shel devorim. Let's say you have a swarm of bees. Right? So you see a swarm of bees, so you want to direct it to your beehive. Im nityashu hare elu shelo. If the guy, if the owner made yi'ush on the swarm of bees, so between his yi'ush and your shinui deshut, he could repossess it.
Amar Rav Yohanan ben Beroka, ne'emenet isha o katan lomar, mikan yatsa nihil ze.
Number one, a lady or a katan is believed to say that the swarm of bees came from that guy. They're able to testify where the, or who the owner of the bees are. Normally we don't accept the testimony of an isha and a katan. But when it comes to this, you have a guy, you know, claiming that he wants it, and they say, no, it came from over there, it came from that guy's field. So they're able to make a judgment or a testimony, even on dinei mamonot, in order to give it to that person. We have to see how they believed. Normally isha and a katan are not believed.
ומהלך בתוך שדה חברו להציל את נחילו.
A guy is allowed to go to his friend's field and get back his swarm of bees. He doesn't have to ask permission. He just walk into his friend's field and bring it back.
ואם מזיק משלם מה שיזיק.
And if he ends up damaging his friend's field in the interim, he pays.
אבל לא יקוץ את סוחו על מנת לתן את דמים.
He cannot cut down a branch with intention to repay him. Meaning the guy wants to save his bees, so instead of taking one at a time, however he does it, he'll just cut the branch off and just carry the branch back to his place with all the bees on it. Can't do that. If he damages and to intentionally cut a tree down or a branch down to replenish it, no good.
You know,
can even cut the tree down, no problem. Rashi.
Lo yakutz et asucha. נתיישבו דבורים על סוכת חברו.
Yeah, it's on the branch of his friend, let's say, the bees are dwelling.
ויערל לתלן אחת אחת.
He doesn't want to take one at a time.
שלא יברחו. לא יקוץ את הסוכה להוליכת כולם ביחד, ואפילו אמנת ניתן דמים.
No, that's a machloket. Can you chop the branch down or not? Okay, so that's basically the deen of our Mishnah. Those are all the cases. Okay, now we start. Tana. We learned.
Im natal machzir lebe'alim harishonim.
Oh, clearly says, if let's say the gazlan, he took your hamor, and he gave you a different hamor. So if you know who the original owner is of that hamor that he gave you, you got to give it to him back. Why?
Kasavar yiush kedi lo kane,
because this opinion must hold that yiush alone is not kone, meaning when the gazlan got this item, he got it before yiush. The owners made yiush subsequently, but it came to the gazlan's hand bi isur. And obviously, this opinion holds that even though it was transferred now to another person, when it comes to the gazlan's hand bi isur. So then, shinui deshut will not work. So therefore, this opinion is telling you that why yush the shinui deshut doesn't kone.
Umeikara besurat al yade. Oh, so therefore, we have a statement over here that is contrary to our Mishnah.
So we're saying we have another opinion. This braita that says you cannot keep the hamor. Obviously, is of the opinion that says Yi'ush and Shinui Deshut doesn't work. That's contrary to our Mishnah.
Rashi, Im natal hamor min ha-mokhsim, yachzir lirishonim, uflega b'raita matnitim.
Of course, the b'raita is arguing on our Mishnah.
Yi'ush kedi, Yi'ush alone, shenityashu ha-ba'ali b'yad mokhes, lo kana mokhes b'yush lebado, belo netinat damim, o shinui ma'aseh.
Which is this opinion will hold that if the ganav made a shinui ma'aseh, he physically changed the item, it could be koneh. But his yi'ush, the owner's yi'ush, with the gazlan's transfer, this bright office yield is not sufficient to be koneh. So you have a machloket between Mishnah and the Braita.
Vika de amre,
and some have a different version.
Im ba la'achzir, יחזיר לבעלים ראשונים.
אם בא, if he wants to be מחמיר, and return it, but I don't have to. If he wants to, he can return it to the original owners.
מה היא טעמה? יאוש כדי קנה.
יאוש alone is קונה, meaning,
Yeush plus the Shinui Reshut is called a Miu. Im Amar I Efshi Bemamon Sheno Sheli. But if he says, you know what, I don't want somebody else's money, even though technically Allah can I can keep it. So then, this Braita can be congruent with our Mishnah. Because according to this Braita, it's just saying, this is the guy wants to be a Mahmir, I give it back. But really, indeed, you are Koneh. So two versions of the Braita. First version against our Mishnah, second version like our Mishnah. Okay. Hare Elu Shalom Besha Ba'alim. Amar Av Asher. Lo Shanu Ela Listim. Oved Kochavim. That which we said in the Mishnah, that Mistama, the owners made Yi'ush, is talking about where you got it from Listim Goyim. Let's get the case. You have robbers, they were Goyim. They came along, they took your Hamor, and they gave you another inferior Hamor instead to replace it. So what did the Mishnah say? You can keep it. Because probably the original owners made Yi'ush. Rav Asher says, by the way, the only ones that make Yi'ush is when they get robbed by Goyim. He's talking about Goyim. The Goyim were the robbers. Why? Lo shano ela listim oved kochavim, aval listim Yisrael. But if it was a Jewish robber, lo. Why? He won't make Yi'ush. Savar lemahar nakit nale bedina. Tomorrow I'll take him to court. I'll take him to Bedin. Bedin will recover my money. Mm-hmm. So by a Jew, he thinks there's a recovery. So he doesn't make Yi'ush. But by a Goy, what am I going to do now? So I'm stuck. So he makes Yi'ush. That's the way Rav Asher understands. Matkif la Rav Yosef. Adraba. Rav Yosef says, what are you talking about? On the contrary. Ipcha mistabra. It makes sense, the exact opposite. Akum de dayane begite lo miyaesh. The Goyim in their courts, they judge with gite, with force. Which means, when you take him to court, they enforce their judgments with punishments. Which means if the guy doesn't pay, they'll beat him up. So therefore, the guy says, you know what, I got stolen from a Goy, I don't give up, I have a chance to get my money back. Because their courts have teeth. However, Yisrael, kevan de amre memar, all they do in the Jewish court is, they say, pay. That's it. So the guy says, you know what? Miyaish, I'm not getting my money back. He has more faith that he'll get his money back from a Goy court that does it with strictness than a Jewish court that just does it verbally. He's going to pay. Tzeten lo, that she says. Ve'en hovtin b'matlot. They don't hit with sticks. So there's two ways of learning the Mishnah then. In which case do we say the guy makes automatic Yi'ush? Does he make more Yi'ush on a Goy thief or a Jewish thief? Well, depending on how you look at the recovery process. Ela, oh, so Gemara says, Ela I etmar asefa etmar. If you want to read Rav Asher's statement, read Rav Asher's statement on the sefa. Hamatzil mina akum mina listim. What did a guy do? Matzil mina akum. He saved the money either from an akum, a goy. He recovered money from a goy or from robbers. Money? No, money. Money that was stolen. Not his money. It's his money. It's his money. So what's the question? Money that was stolen by the goyim, by the listim. Im nityash. No, you know it was stolen. So give us im nityashua ba'alim. In. Stama lo. So the Gemara said on that case, Mishnah said in that case, only in a situation where you know the guy made Yi'ush, the original owner. But Mistama, you don't assume he made Yi'ush. Lo shanu ela akum. Oh, that's only talking about where you have to hear the Yi'ush is when it's a goy. Why? Because why? Mishum de dayane begite. And therefore Mistama, they're not going to make Yi'ush because the guy knows he can take him to court and they'll beat up the guy until he pays him. Aval listim Yisrael, kevan de amre memar miyaish. Which means, when statement is going on the sefa of the Mishnah, that when do we say that you have to hear the Yi'ush itself, and that mistama, there's no Yi'ush? It's only talking about a Yisrael. A goy, the guy doesn't make Yush. I take it back. A goy, the guy doesn't make Yush, Mistama, because he knows he can recover it in a court. But a Jew, you could assume that he makes Yush. So in the Sefa, it's talking about if you took something from the steam goyim, or a goy, you know, stole something, so that's talking about goyim. But a Jew, you could assume that the Yush was made. It's going on the Sefa. Right. Comes the Gemara and says, so that's really the answer, that's really the answer of that. How do you answer the contradiction back to our Mishnah? Let's go back. So when you read the Mishnah, and it says, in the Nesha, you could assume that Yush was made, that's talking about the Yisrael was the thief. And the Sefa, that says, Mistama, he didn't make Yush, that's talking about a goy was the thief. So that's how we answer the Mishnah. The Nesha and the Sefa is talking about different cases. The Nesha is talking about where a Jew is the thief. Jew is a thief, you can assume automatically the guy made Yush because not getting his money back. The courts are not so strong. And the Sefa that said you got to hear him make Yush is talking about where he got stolen by a goy, but Mr. Mai does not make Yush because he assumes he can get his money back because they beat you up if you don't pay. Tanana Tam, we learned in Mishnah. Orot shel ba'al habayit. Okay, let's go to the law now. You have skins. Skins are an unfinished product. Unfinished products are not mekabel tum'ah until you actually have a machshava to make it a keli. Once already the ba'al habayit says the product is finished, so at that point over there it's yored to be mekabel tum'ah. So it says, Orot shel ba'al habayit machshava metamatan. It's the machshava of the ba'al habayit. They say, I'm using it as a rug. At that point over there, it's considered a keli, and already it's now mekabel tumah. It's not considered unfinished, just by the machshava that she says, machshava metamatan. Hishev alehem bedavar she'em bo chesron velacha kegon le'otzba ulmata ulmita. Hina, ulmita. Yerdu de tumat miyat, right? Which means it's a flat piece of leather. The guy, you know, I'm using it as a bed. He doesn't have to do any masa. It's done already. It's already used as a mattress. It's a nice piece of leather. Already it has the din of a keli, and it can be mekabel tumah. However, v'shel avdan en machshava mitamatan. But the tanner, his machshava does not bring it down to tumah. Why? Because a customer might come in and want something else, so he'll change his mind and use it for something else. He'll sell it for something else. So therefore, the avdan, even though he has machshava, you know, I'm going to use it for a mat. Doesn't mean anything. Because if a customer comes in and says he wants, you know, something else from it, he'll change it and make something else. So the machshava of the craftsman that sells, the machshava does not bring it down to tum'ah. Unless he actually makes a ma'aseh. Unless he actually starts cutting it, knowing it's the ma'aseh. But it's just machshava alone is not conclusive. Shel gazlan. Oh. A gazlan's a thief. Let's get to the terminology now. Gazlan's a thief that steals in broad daylight. Right, grabs it out of the guy's hand. That's a gazlan. Ganavis does it at night. Shel gazlan, en machshava metamatan. Why? Because not his. And I guess you could assume that what? The guy knows who the gazlan is. Now, I see the gazlan, so I don't make yush, because I assume I'm going to get it back. So therefore, it's not mine. So my machshava cannot be bring to Tumas that doesn't belong to me. Veshel ganav, machshava metamatan. Oh, but by a ganav, machshava metamatan, why? Because mistama on a ganav, the guy makes yush. Because I don't know who the ganav was. So he stole it from me. So mistama, you could assume he made yush, and therefore the machshava of the ganav can change it and bring it down to tum'ah. Rashi says, de'ayu esh marayu, de'lo yed'ay leman yitbi'u. They don't know who to be tobeya from. Who are you going to be tobeya? Who's the ganav? So therefore they make yush, and the yush is hal enough that the machshava of the ganav can bring it down to tum'ah. Not that it belongs to the ganav, but it's enough that does something that he has to make it into a
into a keli. Yes. It helps for that, at least. It sounds like from this that Yush alone is koneh. The Gemara previously went through the sugya to explain, even according to the opinion that says Yush is not koneh, but for this it'll be it'll work. Okay. In any event, let's get the concept of the Mishnah. Gazlan, no Yush. Ganav, yeah Yush. It's basically the principle. Rabbi Shimon omer chelufa devarim. Rabbi Shimon is the opposite. Gazlan, shel gazlan machshava metamatan, shel ganav en machshava metamatan. Fi shelo netiyashua be'alim. Wow. What's the logic of Rabbi Shimon? He says, on a gazlan you do give up. On a ganav, no. It's logic. Rashi. Hiduf ha-devarim. Gazlan, kevan de-shakle mine behedya velo matzikai be'apeh mi'yaesh. Exactly. The guy says, how am I going to get it back from this guy? The guy's a bully, this guy. He took it away from me in broad daylight. Am I going to get it back from that guy? Ganav savar, mahishta le, umashkach le. Yeah, I'll investigate. I'll find the guy. The guy's a scary cat. Miyesh, I'll do an investigation. I'll get it. Okay. Yeah, so you have two ways of thinking over here in the Mishnah. Where does the Yush come from? Does it come from Geneva or does it come? Again, this is an automatic. Could you assume on Geneva or Gezal Machloket Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon? Amar Ula. So Ula says, Machloket Bistam. This Machlok, when you Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, is talking about, well, you don't know what the guy did. Machloket Bistam. You don't know. So you can assume. So the Machlok is, how do you assume? Avad Biyadua. Divrakol Yushkane. But if you know, you heard the guy say, Vai li la chasron tis. So everybody's going to say vaday. Then you koneh, and therefore you could change the machshava or bring it down to tumah. This machlok is tumah stam. Rava Amar, Rava says, bi yadua name machloket. Wow, even when you heard the guy say I give up, still a machloket. How could that be? So the mifashim explain because the guy really doesn't mean it. Which means you have a gazlan, right? According to the first opinion, he knows who the guy is. So he says, "Oh my gosh, for that money that I lost, don't take him so seriously." He knows who the guy is. He's gonna be tovah. He didn't give up. So the second opinion, Rava, says even when you heard the guy say "Vayli lehasron kis," kapara, exactly. Hey, don't take him so seriously, because he knows who the guy is. He really intends to get it back. Okay, so that is the Machloket, how to learn that Mishnah. Okay? Amal Abaye, Le Rabba, so Abaye tells Rabba, Lo teflog ale de'ula. Oh, don't argue on Ula. Ula makes sense. Ula is the opinion that says the Machloket is only Bistam. But Biyadua, you believe what they said. Don't argue on him. He makes sense. You know why? Ditnan b'matnitin kevateh. Because we got a Mishnah like him. There's a support from him. L'mal Mishnah. Lefi shelon nityashua ba'alim. What was that case? That case is talking about at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah is talking about two cases. Lashi. Ditnan b'matnitin. See all the way down. Hak matnitin de'orot. The matnitin of the skins, the taharot, the ktani, the fish, shalunet yashua ba'alim. Remember, we had the case over there by the skins. We had a mahloket between Tanakama and the Bishimon, right? And over there, what was the logic? Whether it's a ganav or a gazlan, depends who. But the language of the Mishnah was lefi shalunet yashua ba'alim. Because the owners did not make Yush. Mashma, that if they made Yush, everybody would agree, the Ganav or the Gazlan, either one is koneit, to make Machshavah, to change the status of it. So therefore, Ula's right. Ula said the whole Machloket is talking about Mistama. But Beyadua, There's no machloket. So the Gemara says, don't argue on Ula, because it says clearly in the Mishnah like him, the fish shelon et Yeshua ba'alim, tamad shelon et Yeshua ba'alim, avad et Yeshua ba'alim, hare elu shelo. I mean, from the language of the Mishnah, you see that Ula was right. Again, the language of the Mishnah by the Orod, by the skins. What was the language? It said, Lefi shelon et Yeshua ba'alim. Because they didn't make Yeush. Masma, if they made Yeush, meaning biyadua, so it says. So Ula is correct from the language. Amar le anan, lefi she'en Yeush leba'alim, matninan la. We have a different text over there, like. Lefi she'en Yeush leba'alim. The Yeush means nothing. En Yeush. There's no Yeush. When the guy says, I made Yeush, there's no Yeush. We don't believe him. Te'im biyadua. Not like Ula. Rashi, she'en Yeush leba'alim. En Yeushan Yeush. Okay. Once you got that clear, and I'm going to clarify to you one more time, then you just flow through this next piece of Gemara now, starting from the Tanan. So you got to get it good. Our Sugya starts off with the Machloket by the skins, by the Orot. We have a Machloket, Tanakama Rabbi Shimon. Who makes the Yeush, the Ganav or the Gazlan? There's two ways of looking at it. And then we have a Machloket between Rabba and Ula. In what case did they argue? Whereas the Ula says that the argument is only mistama. You don't know what they did. But you know what they did. The Yush is a Yush called everybody. Whereas Rabbi Yosef says, or Rabba says, no. Even the Biyadua, the guy made Yush. We don't believe the Yush. So that's the two double machlok we have over here. Then the Kamar Rabbi Shimon, and then the machlok had explained that machlok. Is it in the case of Mistama, or is it the case even Biyadua? So now we start. Tanan, we go back to our Mishnah. Netlu mochsin hamoro. Okay, there's two cases in the Mishnah. This is talking about the tax collector that takes money shelo kedin. The guy's a thief. Okay? A moches, get clarity, has a din of a gazlan. Because he goes to people and just takes their money for them. You know, no shame, no nothing. Listim, that's another case in the Mishnah. Listim is referring to ganav. So again, our Mishnah talks about two cases. A gazlan and a ganav. Our case talked about Mishnah Tuma, Moches, that what? He took your Hamor and gave you back an inferior Hamor. Or Listim, that's talking about a Ganav. They took, again, your Hamor or your Kesut and gave you back a different one. So Al-Mishnah basically says, Ben Begazlan, Ben Beganav, you could assume that the owners made Yeush. Now that's going like nobody. Because we learned to machloket Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama. One says ganav, there's more sevarat to make Yeush. One says gazlan, but nobody said both. Okay, by the case of the skins, we had a machloket. Where could you assume Yeush? By gizela, one says yeah. By gizela, you can assume because the guy knows who the guy's a bully. There was no gazlan. He knows who he is. So therefore, our Mishnah lechara is not going like either opinion, because our Mishnah is saying ben begazlan, ben beganav, you could assume Yeush. Gazlan is the moches, ganav is the listim, that they take your item and they give you back a different item, you can keep it. So then we're going to have a question from our Mishnah on that, on those shitot, yeah? Tenan, netlu mochsin hamoro mani. Who is the author? Ira banan kasha gazlan. Ira bishimon kasha ganav. There you go. Let's pick out the question. According to the rabbis, they said what? Where is Yeush assumed? Rabbanan said Yeush is assumed by a ganav. Al Mishnah said, but even by gazlan. Put something in. puts them together. If you want to say the Mishnah is a Bishimon, you have a Kasha as well. Why? Kasha Ganav. Because he said, on the contrary, Gazlan you make Yush, because the guy's a bully. Mm-hmm. But Ganav, no. The Mishnah said Ganav as well. So either way, the Mishnah is problematic according to the either of the Shitot. Yeah? So the Gemara says, wait, not so fast. Bishlam ale'ula de'amar biyadua kaneh hachaname biyadua bedivra kol. I have a way out. Didn't Ula explain that Mishnah by the skins, by the orot? That's what you're talking about, bistama. But when you hear the guy, everybody agrees, when you hear the guy make Yush, everybody agrees, ben begazlam de'beganav, it's koneh. So I'll say, our Mishnah is talking about, but he said it. Again, according to Ula that interpreted the Mishnah by the Orot, that Stavka Bistama, but where he did it, Beferush, in the Chenameh, Yush is Kone, you believe the Yush, so say, I'm just talking about where the guy did it, Beferush, you heard the guy say, Bani Hasson Kis. Ela Leraba, the Amar Biyadua Namim Mahloket, Amani, Lord of Bravo Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara answers, Bilistim Mizuyim, Rabbi Shimon, you know what the case is talking about? Listim mizuyin, armed robbers. Now you remember we learned armed robbers have a status of a ganav, because an armed robber is scared. That's why he comes with a gun. A regular gazlan is not scared. He comes with his bare hands and grabs the item. But when you're coming with a gun, it has the mechanics of a ganav, he's a scaredy cat. Which means if you come at night or you come in the day with a gun. But for our purposes, in this Mishnah, listim mizuyim is like a gazlan. Why? Because the guy sees who stole from him. So therefore, I could say our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon, that said what? Gazlan, the guy doesn't make Yush. And the case of Listim was Listim Mizuim. That's like a Gazlan, because he sees who stole from him, and therefore, he makes Yush. Therefore, when the Mishnah said, whether the Moches took your item and gave you back something, or the Listim, meaning the Listim Mizuim, the armor took something, gave you back something, you can keep the item. Because you could assume that they made Yush, because that's going like Rabbi Shimon. Because the Bishimon holds that by Gazlan you can assume Yush, and the Listim is not a Ganav in our Mishnah. The Listim is Listim Mizuyim. Good? Yachei hainu Gazlan. What do you need two cases for? The Mishnah gave you a case of a Moches, that's a Gazlan. And then Listim Mizuyim, but two cases. The Gemara says, you're right. Trei Gavne Gazlan. The Gemara says, give you two cases of Gazlan. The Hadush of the second case is that even though it's Listim Mizuyim, it's a deen of a Gazlan, because you see the guy. Okay. Tashema. Haganav, Hagazlan, Ha'anas, these are all these guys, thieves. Gazlan, Anas, somebody takes something by force and pays for it. That's also a thief. He forces himself to take it, but he pays. But the guy doesn't want to get paid. It's Anas. Anyway, all these three guys, Hegdeshan, Hegdesh. Wow. They stole the item, now they made it Hegdesh. The Hegdesh is Hal. Utrumatan Truma. They take Truma on the item that they stole, Truma is Hal. Ma'asirotan ma'asir. Wow. How does that work? Obviously, you have to say again, Yush alone is koneh. According to this braita, whatever this Mishnah. Anyway, what are you seeing over here? Gazlan ganav. Also, we're back to the same question. Mani. Ida banan kasha gazlan. Ida bishimon kasha ganav. Bishlama le'ula adamar biyadua kaneh kanabi biyadua vedirakon. Ida l'rava. Same exact shaklaviteri again. It says ganav gazlan. How could it be like? Well, if you say that there's no machloket when you heard the guy say yush, like I said, the kids, but we heard the guy say yush. But according to another opinion that says that even when you heard the guy say yush, you don't believe him. Oh, who is it like? So it's like a bishamon. But it says ganav. Ganav Gazlan. Oh, that Ganav was talking about in the Stim Mizuyim. Stim Mizuyim is the name of Gazlan. We need two cases of Gazlan. For what take of the Gazlan? Ibaitema, Hamat Nita, Nabihi. Or I can explain to you
that braita that we quoted, ganav, gazlan, all that, is following Rabbi Netanya. Rabbi Omer, ganav ke gazlan.
Wow.
There's an opinion of Rabbi. Rabbi made a statement, cryptic statement. He said, ganav ke gazlan. Ganav ke gazlan means, the way the Gemara is going to say later on, Rabbi was defining Rabbi Shimon's opinion. We know Rabbi Shimon said, gazlan, the guy doesn't make Yush. Right? Gazlan, Rabbi Shimon said that the guy knows who it is, so he doesn't make Yush. Right? That was Rabbi Shimon. Yes? Rabbi made a statement regarding Rabbi Shimon Shitan. He said, ganav ke gazlan. Which means what? Just like the guy doesn't make Yush on a gazlan, he doesn't make Yush on a ganav. Look at the bottom Rashi. Actually, at the bottom line of the Gemara, Mechila. Right, he does make Yush. Hamat Nitin, Rabbi, Netanya, Rabbi Omer Ani Ganav Ki Gazlan. Ligabe what? Again, what was the Bishop on Shita? The Bishop on Shita was that on a Gazlan, he makes Yush. Because the guy is a bully. He cannot get his money back. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi learned Rabbi Shimon to say, just like on a Gazlani makes Yush, a Ganavi also makes Yush. So therefore, this Braita that said, Haganav, Hagazlan, and all these guys, they can make Hegdesh, that's following the way Rabbi Yehuda learned Rabbi Shimon that Ganav and Gazlan together, both of them, Yush, they make Yush. We always learned Rabbi Shimon held only Gazlan. And that guy, we took one of the two. But there's a Shita over there that learned to be Shimon. Both cases he makes Yush. So that this Braita is not a question against anybody. I'll say this Braita is going like to be Shimon the way the Yehuda interpreted him, that both Gazan and Ganav, Yush is made. Oh, Vekai Malan, Ke Gazlan Rabbi Shimon. And we hold like that. That when the Yehuda made it, see, the Yehuda, let me clarify for you. Rabbi Yehuda made a cryptic statement. All he said is, Ganav ki gazlan. But he didn't say, in which opinion was he talking in? He could have been talking in the rabbis. Again, the rabbis held gazlan. They don't make Yush, because you see the guy. So could be he made Ganav ki gazlan, that there's no Yush. Or he could have been talking in a Bishamon, that just like gazlan, he makes Yush, Ganav also does Yush. He didn't tell us who he's talking. So the Gemara says, Vekai malan ki gazlan rabbi Shimon. We have a tradition that, or we can prove it, we'll see in a minute, that the Yehuda was referring to the Bishimon Shita, comparing Ganav to Gazlan, that just like Gazlan, Yeyush, Ganav also, so if I can say that bright, and I put Ganav and Gazlan together, it's following the Yehuda's interpretation of the Bishimon. I don't have to change the case of Ganav to Listim Mizuim to turn it into two Gazlan cases. I can keep the Ganav case as is, and just say it's following the way the Yehuda understood that there's no difference in the Bishimon between the Ganav and the Gazlan, both Yehush is made. And the Gemara is going to ask that question. How do you know what the view that was talking about? Ibai Elihu, ke gazlan rabbanan kamar velo kani, or dilma ke gazlan rabishimon kamar vekani. That which the Yehuda said, ganav ki gazlan, was it in the rabbis to say that what? No Yehush? Or is it the Yehuda that says, ye Yehush? Again, get this good. Rabbi Yehuda made a statement. Follow the statement of Rabbi Yehuda. Ganav ki gazlan. Okay, what's the din of a gazlan? Well, it's a machloket. That's what you're going like. You go like the rabbis. Gazlan, he doesn't make Yush. So the statement would be, gazlan, ganav ki gazlan, just like gazlan no Yush, ganav no Yush. So it's no Yush on both. Or, gazlan, ye Yush. Therefore, ganav ki gazlan, both of them here. So, Rabbi, who was he talking in? Was he talking in the rabbis? Therefore, I'll say both, no Yehush. Or was he talking to Rabbi Shimon? And then both of them, yeah, Yehush. You have no indication from the words that he said, Ganav ki gazlan, lefi shitat mi. Lefi shitat rabban, lefi shitat hachamim. Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be totally different. Yeah? So comes the Gemara and says, I'll bring you a proof.
Tashema. Netalom Moksin Hamul. Okay, let's go. Amishtag. All this is the same stuff again. Amishtag gave two cases, yes? Amishtag gave a case of a mochis. That's a gazlan. And the steam, which is a ganav. And the Mishnah said in both cases, you can keep whatever they give you. Because Mishnah Madir is Yush. Mani. Irabanan kasha gazlan. Irabi Shimon kasha ganav. I amat Mishnah Rabbi ki gazlan Rabbi Shimon kamar. Nekani hamani. Rabbi. Mishumache kane. Oh. If you learn that the Biyu that was talking to Rabbi Shimon, Amishnah makes sense. Because Amishnah gave a case of ganav and gazlan and said kani. So I could say, who's the one that doesn't make a halukah between ganav and gazlan and says yeush is, that the guy made yeush? I could say that's what Rabbi Yehuda meant to explain to Bishwan if Amishnah has an author. Again, Amishnah did not make a halukah between ganav and gazlan. And said in both cases what? You can assume that yeush was made. Good, that's a proof that must be the Mishnah's following the Bishimon the way the Biyuda interpreted that there's no chaluk between Ganav and Gazan. Biyush is made in both cases. Very good. You have an interpretation to the Mishnah. And I am at the Gazan, the Rabbanan, Kamal Velokani, Hamani Lord Abi Velo Bishimon, Hamani Lord Abi Velo Bishimon, Rabbanan. Right? What if you can explain that Rabbi was talking in the rabbis? That was saying there's no chaluk between ganav and gazlan, no yush, then Amishnah's like nobody. Because you either have no cases yush, or split. But Amishnah's saying both, yeah yush. Hachem astinan, b'listim izunim v'rabi shim'on hi. Okay, back to the same answer. No proof. I can say Amishnah's talking about Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Yehuda. And the case of ganav is talking about listim izunim. So that's the case of really of gazlan. Iache, Haidu Gazlan, Tre Gavne Gazlan. Okay, so no proof. Tashema, Haganav. Same, it's all repetition. Hagazlan, Hagazlan, Ganav, Gazlan, Anas, Higdeshan, Higdesh, Trumatan, Trumam, Asrotam, Maser, Mani, Irabanan, Kasha Gazlan, Irabishaman, Kasha Ganav, Iababishaman, Ganav, Kazan, Bishaman, Kaman, Chumakikane, and the Iabad Ganav, Kazan, Banan, Hamani. I'll read you outside, but it's the same Sheklavetaria. Oh, we have a Braita. Is it a Braita? It's a Tashema. Gazlan Ganav, it puts it together. And what does it say? Gazlan Ganav, they stole something, they can make a dish. That means what? In both cases of Ganav, Gazlan is Yeush. Oh, that must be going like Rabbi Yehuda, the way it's going like Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, no. I'll explain it to you that it's going like a Bishwan when it makes a Hiluk, but the case of Ganav was talking about the steam Mizuim, so then what's like a Gazlan? What are you, two cases? Two cases of Gazlan. So therefore you have no proof. Amal Rav Asher Rabba, Tashema, oh here's the proof. The Matnitin Rabbi, the Rabbi Shimon, the Matni Rabbi, the Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi taught his son Rabbi Shimon. We have a statement here. Rabbi was teaching his son Rabbi Shimon. Lo devar sheyesh bo acharayut mamash, ela afilu para vechoresh ba, hamor umechamer acharav, hayavim leachzir b'pnei kavod abihem. You remember we learned in the Mishnah, the previous dapim, a father stole, and then he inherited his kids. So the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah said, but if there's acharayut nechasim, they have to return it. So Rabbi taught his son, you know what it means, acharayut nechasim? It means something that is discernible. Meaning, if the father stole something that's discernible, like a hamor of the guy, or para of the guy, so even though now the kids are konet, why are the kids are konet? Because yeush plus shinui reshut, but they have to return it because they have kavod for their father, because everybody knows that that item belonged to somebody else. Mashma what? Only because it was discernible. But if it wasn't discernible, the kids are able to keep it based on Yeush and Shinui Reshut. Tamam, if they can't be him. Halav can't be him. No. Shma Mina, Rabbi Gazlan, Rabbi Shimon, Kamar Shma Mina. Because this case over here was talking about the father was a Ganav. And what is Rabbi saying to his son? Oh, you should know. In this case over here, if the item is a discernible item, even though really the kids couldn't, but you got to give it back because of kavod of the father. Everybody's like, oh, look at the father. This item was stolen. But Masbah, if it's not a discernible item, the kid can keep it. Because there's Yeush even by a Ganav. That's what Yehuda say. So if there's Yeush even by a Ganav, that must mean when he said Ganav ke Gazlan, that Gazlan is also Yeush. And that's the Bishamon. So therefore we have proven from that Mishnah that was his Ganav ke Gazlan, it was Alibad the Bishamon, that there's Yeush in both cases. Because the case where we just quoted from this, we're talking about a Ganav case. The father was Gonev. And what did the Yehuda say? Oh, if he was Gonev, a discernible item, meaning everybody knows that that Hamor belonged to Mr. So-and-so. Everybody knows it's Hamor. So he gave it to his kids. But even though technically you have a Yehush plus a Shinuri Shud, give it back because of Kavod of your father. We don't want you. People can say, oh, the father's a Ganav, look what he stole. But what if it wasn't a discernible item, keep it. Why? Because Yehush plus Shinuri Shud. And we're talking about a case of Ganav. So what do you see from here? That when the Biyuda made his statement, Ganav ki Gazlan, he must have held that what? Yeah, Yehush. Yehush does work in both cases. So there's an automatic Yehush in both cases. That must be like Rabbi Shimon.
Gemara continues. Vechen nihil shel deborim. That's what a swarm of bees. So what did it say in the Mishnah? What's the Vechen? So it said in the Mishnah, similarly, in Nityashu, if the original owner of the Nehilim made Yeush, so then a person is able to keep it. Yeah, it went out of one beehive, got lost from the original owner, another guy found it. So if he knows that the guy made Yeush, he can keep it. So comes again when it says, my vechen. What's the vechin? Well, what's the question? Which means that we just said this case earlier. We said a matzimin and a nahar, a gayas. All these cases where you assume the guy made yeush, you could keep it. So when the guy's bees, they went away. So you assume he made yeush, you could keep it. So what did we have to give you the case of the bees? What's this case adding? If no da'ar shen et yashu, what's the chidush? So it says, Haki kamar, afilu nichal shel deborim, the kinyan de rabbanan hu. The kinyan that you make on deborim is only the rabbanan. You can't make a kinyan on the devorah. I mean, you can't hold on to it. So the kinyan that you're making is only a kinyan with rabbanan. Sakata dachamina, haikevan de rabbanan be'alma hu dekanile, afilu stamaname meyesh. So maybe I'd be able to say, what? It's the whole kinyan you're making is the rabbanan. So therefore, the whole kinyan on devorim is the rabbanan to start off with. So therefore, I would have said that maybe you can rely on stama that the guy made yeush. You don't have to know it. Kamashmalan im nityashua ba'alim in ilolod. Kamashmalan, no. That even on a rabbanan acquisition item, you have to know that the guy made yeush before you can keep it. But it's not enough to assume that the guy made yeush. As she says, my vechen, fourth line, Pshita de kani bi yush. The mention of nihel miksut. Why is it different than the clothes that you took from the gedud and things like that? Kinyan de rabbananu. The enkan gezel elov ne derkes shalom. Right, these things really don't have a kinyan on it. And still, the chadush is to only keep them until you know for a fact that the guy made yush. Amar Rav Yohanan ben Berukah ne'emelet isha vekatan. So what did the Mishnah say? You can trust the lady and you can trust the kid to say that the bees came from a certain place. Right? So Gemara says, Isha v'katan b'nei aidut ninu. What do you mean? Are they worthy to be witnesses? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lachav Ma'askinan, Yegon Shayu Ba'alim Meredefim Ahareim. Isha v'katan, Masihin, Nefituman, Ve'omer, Mikan Yatsa, Nechayet Zeh. So you have a combination. You have the owner running after his bees, and the Isha and the Katan are talking just casually, without being asked any questions. Oh yeah, we saw the bees come from that guy's field. So it's a combination of the guy running and the Isha and the Katan talking the feet to Mam. So therefore they have a Ne'manut. As she says, that the guys were running before the kid opened his mouth. So it's like Laim Nidavar, the kid is telling the truth. It's, you know, circumstantial evidence. When the kid says what he says, hey, it makes sense, because the guy was running before this kid even opened his mouth. Amar Rav Asher. Rav Asher says, "En masiach lefi tumo kasher, ela le'edut isha bilvad."
So Rav Asher says, no, this concept of Masiach Timi Lefi Tumo is only the Gabe Edut Isha. We learned this already. Nibamot. What's Edut Isha? A special etir that when a lady, let's say, a husband dies, so you have testimony. So normally you need two edim to testify that the husband dies so she can get remarried. However, we do believe Edut Isha. She's Masiach Lefi Tumah. He says, she wasn't prompted, she just said it on her own. She's believed, legabeh, edut isha, that she can get remarried based on that testimony. So Rav Asher says, that e masiach lefi tumah kashet ela le'edut isha belvad. That's the only case where we trust in isha and a katan, legabeh, to testify that the husband died. Amar le'ravina le'Rav Asher, ve'la, ve'are ne'hesh devoni masiach lefi tumah. What do you mean? We just gave another case of masiach lefi tumah. Is believed the gabe the swarm of bees. Shani nechash devorim the kinyan de rabbananu. Now we're talking on deoraitas. That's a kinyan de rabbanan. Kinyan de rabbanan. So we believe it. I'm talking on deoraitas. There's only one deoraita that the katan and isha is believed. Udraita lo. I'll give you another deoraita that they believed. The v'amar of Yehuda, Mashmuel, Maaseh be'adam echad shayem masiach lefi tumo ve'omer. It was a kid, a guy. He was masiach lefi tumo. He said, Zachruni kashani tinok. I remember when I was a young kid. I was on my father's shoulders. He took me out of the school. And he took off my clothes. And he dipped me in the mikveh. So I could be able to eat truma when the nightfall comes. Rabbi Hanina Misayim Bahaki, Vahavirai, and Rabbi Hanina finished the story and said, and he said, and I remember my friends, Bedeli Mimini. They used to keep away from me not to be Mitamemi. Vayu Korino Ti Yohanan Ochil Halot. They used to call me the guy Yohanan that eats halot, that eats hala. Ve'ailu Rabbi Lekehuna Alpiv. And based on that story of the kid telling, that testimony, he allowed Rabbi Lekehuna Alpiv. So Rabbi elevated him to the status of Kehuna. Now, even though that's a Deoraita, which means he fed him to Ruma based on that. Now, this story over here, she says the reason why he dipped him in the mikveh, lefi shedarko shel tinok letaper b'shiratzim. The kids play around with the shiratzim and stuff like that. So he was giving a testimony. I remember, so you see that what Masiach Lefi Tumah was believed, even by a deoraita, negabe, teruma. So it says, Bitruma drabbanan. Oh, we're talking about, no, he only fed him truma drabbanan, based on that story. So again, you don't see by a deoraita that you believe a fellow that's Masiach Lefi Tumah. That she says, Bizman azeh, after the Chobana bayit, according to one shita, truma drabbanan. He was only talking about truma drabbanan, it wasn't the way deoraitas. Vakati, deoraita lo. Oh, we have another story. Veha, kiata ravdimi, ama rochana, kartigna, v'amri la ravacha. Kartigna mishta'e ma'ase ba lifne Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Okay, he said there was a story that came in front of Yoshua ben Levi. Va'amri la ma'ase ba lifne Rabbi betinok echad sheyem masiach lefi tumah ve'amar ani ve'imin ishbinu leben ha'akum. Me and my mother, we were taken into captivity by the goyim. Yatzati l'shov ma'im da'ati alemi. Even though I went out to get water, my mind was on my mother to make sure the goyim don't do anything to her. I went out to get wood, da'ati alemi, which means he's basically testifying that the goyim did not violate my mother. And the bee allowed that lady to marry Kuna, even though Zona is a Asura Midoraita. If she would have went with the goy, even against her will, she's considered Zona, she's Asura to a Kohen. So you see what? We trusted the Katan, Masiach Lefi Tumah, and even on the Deoraita. So Gemara says, Bishvuya hekilu. In the case of Shivuya, we were mekil. Why? So that she says, Disfeka be'almau. First of all, the whole thing is, it's not a vaday. We don't know if she actually did it or not. And the nature of a person, of a lady, is to resist. And therefore, with the nature of the lady, and the safek, and the Masiach Lefi Tumah. So in that case, but in a regular deoraita, we are not going to trust the testimony of a katan, even if it is Masiach Lefi Tumah.
Okay. Incidentally, that she says on the other case of Masih Alefitumo, by the case that the husband died, that she says they heard the kids just talking. Yeah, we just came back from the funeral of so and so. Yeah, we just buried him. So that's a Masih Alefitumo case. So the Gemara says that's the only time you'll believe in a deoraita Masih Alefitumo, because aguna, they don't want a lady to remain aguna. But in the case of Terumah, it's only to Madra Banan. Shivuya has a different Sevara because the lady resists. That's the deen. Comes to Gemara and says, Avalo yakutz etzuko. So what do we say in the Mishnah? That when you go into the guy's field, let's say to recover your bees, so you're allowed to go into somebody else's field, first of all. However, if you're going to damage the guy's field in the interim, you have to pay him for whatever you damaged. And you shouldn't cut a branch off. It's easier to cut the branch so you get all the swarm of bees in one shot, but they say you can't intentionally cut the branch off al-minat to pay. So Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Meru Kalmer, Tenai bet dinu sheyored etoch sadeh shechavero, vechoset suko shechavero latzilet nechaylo, venotel demes suko metoch nechaylo shechavero. He says, no, bet din made it Tanai already, you can't go into somebody's field, cut the wood, al-minat to pay him. Tanai bet din already established such a law. Furthermore, Tanai bet dinu sheyeshofech yeno, honey is more expensive than wine. Guys walking in the street. Guys, honey fell on the floor. His barrel broke. So another guy has wine. So the halacha says, Tanai Beit Din, guy can empty out his wine to recover the guy's honey, and the guy will pay him back the deme yeno bedubshano. He'll pay him back in honey to recoup his wine. ותנאי בית דין הוא שהיא מפרקת עצב וטוען פשטנות של חברו ונותן דמי עצב מתוך פשטנות של חברו שעמלת כן הנחה יהושע לישראל את הארץ יהושע בן נון, when he brought the Jewish people to Israel, he made certain תנאים. The last תנאי we just read is פשטן, flax is more expensive than wood. So you have two guys that have their donkeys laden, one's with the wood and one's with פשטן. The guy's פשטן fell on the floor, or the animal now died. So now he needs to load the pishtan. There's no animal. So he could throw his wood off the his animal, load the pishtan, and get paid back for his recoup his losses for the wood from the guy's pishtan. Right? The guy's hamor mit, as she says. So it wasn't with the pishtan. So you could unload your stuff, leave it there, it gets lost, and then you take the pishtan. Aminat kin in Ya'il Yoshua et ha'aris. Look at the other one.